Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sherry, Sherry, Amendolia, Amendolia. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Amendolia as described in the reports listed above. Patricia is now a 64-year-old woman who again alleges she was injured at work on 8-12-03. Heard a restrained patient got out of four-point leather restraints and grabbed her right wrist and pulled her over the bed and jerked her arm. But as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder, common neck, as well as upper and lower back. But she was seen at Kessler emergency room afterwards. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a torn right labrum, comma, rotator cuff tear, comma, make that a frayed rotator cuff, comma, and a disc herniation in the neck. Perchi underwent surgery by Dr. Lazarus in 2005 when he repaired her right shoulder, labrum, and rotator cuff. Period. More recently, she has seen Dr. Pepe, who administered a right shoulder injection. Period. The plan is to pursue a right shoulder replacement surgery with him. Period. She related that in 2015, a cardiac monitor fell on her head. Period. She received physical therapy and pain relief pain injection. Period. She also states a patient overdosed on heparin given by another nurse. Period. That nurse later changed the dosage written on the chart. Period. A conflict arose and she was mistreated and stopped working. Period. She did see a psychologist for therapy. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 4-5-10 to be inserted here. Period. She applied for a reopener. Afterwards, period. New paragraph on 8-10-15, she was seen by Dr. Pepe. Period. He noted she had right shoulder pain for years. Period. There was a work-related injury in 2003, after which she had therapy. Period. She had a repeat injury in 2008 when she was lifting a patient's leg. Period. She had arthroscopy in 2008 by Dr. Lazarus and did well postoperatively. Period. Over the past 4 to 6 months, she had increasing pain, snapping and clicking in her shoulder, as well as the grinding sensation. Period. He noted she had surgical history remarkable for bilateral carpal tunnel repair in 2011 and a graft of the left ankle repair. Period. He rendered diagnoses of right shoulder post-traumatic degenerative joint disease and partial rotator cuff tear. Period. He wanted her to undergo an MRI, but this was performed on 8-14-15 to be inserted. Period. He reviewed these results with her on 9-18-15. They started a non-operative approach to the shoulder, beginning with a corticosteroid injection given that day. Period. Dr. Pepe followed her progress over the next few years. Period. This continued through 1-18-21. Period. She had been receiving periodic corticosteroid injections. Period. On the last visit of 1-18-21, she had mildly limited motion in all planes on the right compared to the left. Period. Strength was 5/5, and she had a negative belly press maneuver. appropriate external rotation in neutral was to 60 degrees. Paired repeat x-rays of the right shoulder demonstrated grade 3 glenohumeral osteoarthritis with preserved acromial distance. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered. Paired, he wanted her to obtain another MRI. Since she was interested in possibly pursuing shoulder arthroplasty in May. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was prominence of the left sternoclavicular joint, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Right shoulder abduction was mildly limited to 165 degrees with tenderness, comma, flexion 155 degrees, comma, with internal rotation to 65 degrees. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired, there was mild tenderness of palpation about the right acromioclavicular joint and the superior angle of the scapula, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, normal spine cervical. Active flexion was to 45 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, rotation left 50 degrees, and side bending left 40 degrees. Paired right rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. The rest of that is normal for the thoracic. She was tender to palpation at the superior angle of the right scapula, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Lumbar sacral is normal. Impressions. Sherry Amendolia injured her right shoulder at work on 8-12-03. Period. She has received a protracted course of treatment, including at least one arthroscopic surgery. Paired more recently, she has been seeing Dr. Pepe, who discussed with her the possibility of an arthroplasty. Paired, corticosteroid injections were administered periodically. Paired, she had a new MRI on 8-14-15 to be inserted here. Paired, she has not yet agreed to pursue the arthroplasty. Paired, she denies any interim injuries. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, but provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. She had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. In paragraph, this case represents the same amount I previously offered and will be marked from my prior report. And that is the end.